For WNPR News, I'm Jonathan McNichol. Minor League Baseball's regular season ended yesterday. The New Britain Rockcats played in Portland, Maine and lost their last ever game, 10-4. And the Connecticut Tigers finished their season with a loss to the Tri-City Valley Cats, 6-1. Here's the story of a Connecticut second baseman who stood out in his rookie year. You notice Pat McKenzie on the baseball field here in Norwich. Not in the bottom of the first as the Tigers' leadoff hitter. And maybe not in the top of the first as their second baseman. But before the game even starts, during the national anthem, his shaved, bald, hatless head catches your eye. Or maybe his mustache-free goatee does. But you do notice Pat McKenzie as the players line up and face the flag. You notice him because he's short. He's 5'8" tall.
I'm 5'8 and a half, but they're not going to put the half on there.
And on a baseball team, if you're 5'8 and a half even, you are very simply, very nearly always, the shortest player on the field. In the Tigers League, the short season Class A New York Penn League, there are 432 players. Exactly three of them are listed as shorter than Pat McKenzie is.
Yeah, I believe it. I'm short, so there's no point in like saying I'm 5'11 when they're going to see me and be like I'm short.
The Class A short season starts in mid-June, just after the college baseball season ends, and just after Major League Baseball's amateur draft. It's a league for all the new guys. New guys like the Tigers' second-round pick, a pitcher, Tyler Alexander, who reportedly signed for $1 million. Or guys like Cam Gibson, the son of Tigers and Dodgers great Kirk Gibson.
High fly ball into right field. She is gone!
Cam Gibson was drafted in the fifth round and signed for a reported $320,000. And then there's Pat McKenzie. The Tigers picked him in the 28th round, 850th overall. His signing bonus?
$1,500.
You know, you're not going to look at him and say that he has a lot of above-average tools, but he's an above-average player. It's really funny how that works sometimes.
That's Steve Jaxa. He's head baseball coach at Central Michigan University, where McKenzie played for four seasons.
Pat knows that when you're taking the 28th round, he's going to have to prove that he belongs.
At each level you go up, the talent gets better, and not only that, but just the little details of the game, people are better at it, and so the speed of the game speeds up.
And that's the point of minor league ball at this level, to learn to slow the game back down. These teams play 76 games in 81 days, give or take. It's a crash course in pro baseball. And you can see McKenzie's education play out on the field. He's made some errors at second. He's been caught stealing a few times. But as a hitter, his batting average has been above 300 almost every day of the season. And his on-base percentage has been gaudy at times, nosing up above 430 and 440.
You know, he's had a good year with as much baseball as he's been playing.
Mike Ribello manages the Connecticut Tigers.
Not only what shows up in the stats, but just getting accustomed to playing every day and getting acclimated to professional baseball. So, yeah, he's had a good year.
Well, I definitely know I've gotten better playing here than I was, say, back in June or May when I was playing in college. I became a better baseball player now than I was then. You know, where that takes me, I don't know.
3 months ago, Pat McKenzie was a guy living in Grand Rapids who just graduated from Central Michigan University, and he was starting to think about looking for a job in physical therapy. And then the Tigers drafted him. And now he just ended his first season in Norwich, leading the team in on-base percentage and second in batting average. He's second in the whole Detroit Tigers farm system in on-base percentage. Not too shabby for the 850th pick in the draft. Not too shabby for the fourth shortest guy in the New York Penn League. Though, I should let McKenzie say, he's not really convinced he actually is the fourth shortest guy in the league.
I'm going to put that out there. There's guys out there that are probably the same height as me, and they just add 2 inches on their roster. Because then I'll stand next to guys at second base, I'm like, I'm taller than you. You're not that high. You're not 5'10".
And so Monday, the Tigers finished their season up in Troy, New York. And now Pat McKenzie flies back to Grand Rapids, where he'll start that search for a physical therapy job. But only on a temporary basis. After all, spring training starts in just 5 short months. Jonathan McNichol, WNPR News.